I want to look at Psalm chapter 40, please, verse 5. I was so thankful that both Vicki and Rebecca talked about the love of God and what a wondrous and mighty and powerful and blessed thing that is, that we all get to participate in that and enjoy the benefits and the blessings of it. So in Psalm 40, verse 5, if you're there, it says, "You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told." And tonight we're going to look at the surprising history of a favorite hymn. As with so many of our favorite hymns, the love of God was born in adversity. A gentleman by the name of Frederick Lehman, born in 1868, fell asleep in 1953, wrote the hymn with his daughter, had experienced the failure of his once profitable business, which left him packing crates of oranges and lemons in Pasadena, California, to make ends meet. Again and again throughout history, deep and enduring trials seem to have a strange and beautiful way of swelling the waves of worship. Perhaps the most memorable lines in the hymn, however, were not Lehman's, but words someone had found scribbled on the walls of an insane asylum a couple of hundred years earlier, words that had been passed along to Lehman and held profound meaning for him. "Could we with ink the oceans fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every tree on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." The lyrics, it turns out, were a translation of an old Aramaic poem, now almost 1,000 years old. And while no one knows the name of the insane asylum patient, the circumstances of his suffering, or how he came across the poem, the lines sparkle with surprising clarity, hope, and, well, sanity. A kind of spiritual sanity that often eludes us. That Lehman treasured the lyrics is hardly surprising. Living just a handful of miles from the Pacific Ocean, he would have known, with acute awareness, the roaring vastness of the sea, the tall and swaying elegance of palm trees, and the bursts and hues of California sunsets. Day by day, he held the brilliant orangeness of its oranges and smelled the lively tartness of its lemons. The ocean, the trees, the sky, the earth were enormous and familiar friends of his, and yet each so small next to the love he had come to know in Christ. When Lehman looked at the sky, he saw a hint of something wider still. He sang like David, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" Quoting Psalm 8, 3 through 4. The sky above awed him and then humbled him. If God could stretch out heavens like these with his hands, why would he send his son for me, in love for me? When Lehman looked out over the ocean, he heard a hint of something deeper still. Micah 7:19 says, "You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." The ocean, taught him of forgiveness, of a dark, far-off, forgotten place where God submerged our canceled sins. How could God possibly forget what we had said and thought and done? Well, he could bury them beneath the sea, and so he does. In Psalm 104, verse 24, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things, both great and small. Another way to say it is, the ocean is big and crowded and wild, and yet you, our Lord, are bigger still, and your love wilder still. And while the ocean sang its choruses, the sand beneath his feet would occasionally interrupt. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. Psalm 139, 17 and 18. If God could stretch out the heavens like these with his hands, why would he send his son in love for me? When Laman stared at the towering trees above him, he tasted a hint of something higher still. He surely could not count the trees that surrounded him, and their numberlessness reminded him of the unsearchable greatness of God. In Psalm 40, verse 5, you have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Is there really any better summary of the love of God?
Is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, of God,
how rich
and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels. Oh. ocean fear, and where the skies of parchment made, where every storm on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean. Try nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. For love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure.
To fill that ocean with ink and stretch out scrolls that cover those skies, and where every tree of kind, of every kind of pen, and every one of us a scribe, we could still only capture hints and whispers of the boundless love of God. We would drain the ocean dry and still have so much more to say. Let that never keep us from saying as much as we can. And we can thank God for those like Frederick Lehman, who helped us to taste and see and feel realities we will never fully grasp. And we can thank God for the poor soul clinging to the faith in that asylum. If he had not scrolled those words on that wall from his embattled memory, would we have ever heard them? And we ought to thank God for the pen that crafted those original lines in Aramaic so many years earlier. Who could have imagined just how far his words would float, like a letter in a bottle, and how many hearts they would brighten and strengthen over centuries? And we can ask God for those fresh words for us that might open worlds like these for others. How might we help others feel the love that is beyond expressing? If words fail us, we could start by writing the beloved lines where someone someday might see them. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. And we open and close with this verse. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Father, we love you. We're thankful to know you and that you've called us out of this dark place called the world and filled us with the Spirit, filled us with the light of the knowledge of your Son, who has delivered us and given us righteousness and so many other great things, God, and it's only because of your love. All of these things that you've done in preparation for the birth and the announcement and all the things that followed in Jesus' ministry and continuing today, Father, are only a display of your great love and how much you still have in store. And so we find it very humbling tonight, Father, just to acknowledge you and to just express our hearts of love for you, God, and in whatever unique and special way we can offer that. But most especially to praise you and to worship for you, Father, for what you've done for us and continue to. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.